We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Kelly Cheese has got our confession for this week.
This confession comes from Amy in Marietta. She says, Jeff and Jen, my family never stops harassing me about being single. So this Christmas, I'm faking a relationship to shut them up. I am so sick of all the why haven't you found a man questions. And frankly, lying through my teeth for an entire week seems a lot less stressful. Is anyone else my kind of crazy?
So she's just going to tell her family she's got some mysterious boyfriend.
Gray.
I don't think this is that unusual.
Like, really?
I think she's going to have a lot of crazy company.
Okay.
Don't you?
If you've ever lied about your relationship status.
If neither of you done it?
I've never created a Casper boyfriend.
Not a fake boyfriend. I fabricated dates and said, like, oh, yeah, I'm going out on a lot of great dates when, let's be honest, like that.
You weren't.
And they were just great stories, not great dates. Yeah.
That's hilarious. All right. Well, if you've ever lied about your relationship status and you can say, yep, that's my kind of crazy, then you can give us a call right now, 404-263-0941. And we'll talk to you next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Can you say that this week's confession is your kind of crazy?
This comes from Amy in Marietta. She says, Jeff and Jen, my family never stops harassing me about being single. So this Christmas, I'm faking a relationship to shut them up. I am so sick of all the why haven't you found a man yet questions. And frankly, lying through my teeth for a week just seems a lot less stressful. Is anyone else my kind of crazy?
Megan in Carrollton, is this your kind of crazy?
That's definitely my kind of crazy. This will be the second Christmas I've had to lie about a relationship just to get my family to shut up.
So what do you tell them?
I find a fake picture on the internet, tell him this is so-and-so, he lives so-and-where.
What?
Pretty much make up an entire story that's believable just to give him the hush.
Really? So, and it just gets him off your back?
Pretty much. It's been working.
Wow, that is amazing.
That is so fantastic. Bailey in Stone Mountain, is this your kind of crazy?
Yeah, I guess I'm one of your not-so-cool kids, but maybe this will be cool. I actually brought a guy home with me to Virginia.
What?
Okay.
My mom...
You recruited a man to just get a guy off your back? Or to get your family off your back?
One of my friends, and he was coming home for me for a soccer tournament, and I asked him if he wanted to pretend to be my boyfriend so that I didn't have to hear anything else.
And he agreed to it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so how did the visit go?
Well, it kind of backfired in the sense that my mom loved him.
Oh, no. That sucks.
Bailey's like, I had not even considered that as a possibility.
So just out of curiosity, Bailey, why did you tell your mom that you broke up?
I kind of had to come clean and be like, we weren't actually dating. I thought you wouldn't like him.
Oh.
You should have said, like, oh, he was terrible, Mom. He cheated on me twice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, Elise, is this something that you do, too?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, what's going on with you?
So I just have very, like, conservative, narrow-minded family. Like, stupid stuff is something that really sets them off. Like, my boyfriend has a whole bunch of tattoos. And did you know that tattoos are the mark of the devil?
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, over the holidays, you'll be single?
No. I am inviting a friend from work to pose as my boyfriend this time around.
So is your friend from work, like, tattoo-less?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's such, like, he's white bread. Like, he's just really normal, and he's really, really quiet, and he just doesn't, like, draw a lot of attention. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, he's a really wonderful human being, but he wouldn't be, like, the person that, if anyone knows me, like, I would settle down with. But for my family, he's perfect.
So does he know that he's a pawn? Does he know that?
Does he need to know? I don't know. He just
he doesn't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's not doing you a favor and posing as your boyfriend. He really thinks he's your boyfriend?
He thinks that he's invited to dinner and that I might hold his hand, and it's fine.
Elise!
Wow.
He's like, this is a Christmas miracle. We've got to do, like, an in-and-out operation.
Oh, my gosh. So he thinks he's at this place in a relationship with you that you would actually introduce him to your family.
I mean, you just have to be smart with your words. Like, this is my very dear friend.
So okay. What about your real boyfriend? Well, does he know that you're doing
this? He's fine with it. He's totally fine with it because he has no desire to meet them. So it's great.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about the pawn that you're rolling into Christmas. Like, he's the real victim here.
She said she called him a very good friend. Is he aware he is in the friend zone?
I think so.
No, he's not. Well, you paused for 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
This is so jacked up.
Oh, I feel bad for Office Dude.
So
he'll be fine.
But play it through all the way to the end so we get to next month, right? And you're going to have to, quote, break up with him. And then he's going to wonder.
On the way home from dinner, we're just like, you know what? That didn't feel right, did it?
Oh, no, not on Christmas dinner.
I have an exit strategy.
It's a bad exit strategy. That's real bad.
You got to keep him in the friend zone. You got to make sure he knows he's friend zone and just keep it friend zone the whole way.
Look,
then if he wants to go to Christmas dinner with your family, then it's on him, right?
Yeah.
Like, if he still wants to come and try to make his way out of the friend zone, but you've clearly said friend zone.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say she could at least get him there because I get the family not liking your boyfriend, so you might need some help there, but then introduce him as your friend from work. So then he's, like, immediately let down, but in a situation where he can't say anything to you. So
I see.
How about
saying.
Not bring anyone, Elise? What if you just went and said, yeah, my boyfriend couldn't come because it's Christmas. He's with his family.
Because that won't work. It won't work.
Okay. And Kelly Cheese, did you just admit to us that your family doesn't like your boyfriend?
No, they've never liked any of my boyfriends.
Oh.
Ever. But they like Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Do they now?
Yeah, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Mm. Why? How did this get turned on me again?
Wow. Okay. Well, Elise, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And I hope you have a terrible Christmas.
I'll keep you posted. No, thanks.
Wow.
All right, bye, guys.
Oh, man. I just picture one of the dudes from The Office, like the actual TV show, The Office.
Like Dwight.
Yeah, not Jim. Jim's cool.
Right. But
Jim's
like
hot.
Dwight from The Office coming home with her.
Aw.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.